hope through His Spirit.
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15, verse 13.
I would like to remind you again that it was never the Father's intention to abandon His people, to abandon me, to abandon you. I bless you today to be encouraged that your Father is the God of hope, and He wants you to overflow with hope. He sent the Holy Spirit into your heart so that He can have a means to transfer His hope to you. Be comforted that your Father never meant for you to go through life without hope. If you are suffering from a lack of hope today, the Spirit of our Lord stands ready to impart hope to you in place of your disheartened and despairing heart. Remember, the Holy Spirit speaks not His own message, but what He hears from the Father, and the Father wants you to have hope.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3, verse 5.
Your Father wants you to give up your hopelessness. Understand that you are hopeless because of your understanding of your situation. Your Father, the God of hope, is asking you to give up your understanding of your situation and give Him a chance to bring to you His interpretation, His viewpoint, His perspective, and you will receive hope. Listen again.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
I bless you to believe that your Father wants to be part of your life, part of your hopelessness. Will you let Him into that part of your life? I bless you.